Shalom Avracha, welcome to everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salashon, Shar Tevuna, Anu Perik, Perik Tes. The topic here says the Chavetz Chaim, Boy Yuvoyar Midas Abitochen. We're discussing and clarifying the attribute of Bitochen, of trusting in Hashem, Ukvias Itim Latoyro, and the responsibility to set times to learn Torah every single day. We begin with Bitochen. Oid zois yiro lechazek tamid es atzmoi b'midas habitochen. The Chavetz Chaim is talking to every single person, men, women, every single person, that we have a responsibility to constantly strengthen our Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oid zois yira lichazik tomid es atzmoi b'midas habitochen. Kim lavachi mido kedoisho muchrachas lederech avoido hatachlisi. Because besides for the fact that this mido of bitochen, of trusting 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is an essential trait for serving Hashem properly. Furthermore, tzricha ma'oid, oid zois tzricha ma'oid le'inan midas shmir saloshin. The topic of the sefer is called shmir saloshin. Here the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, you want to know how to guard your mouth from saying lashon hara? You want to know how to protect your ears from wanting to listen to lashon hara? That means you have the proper bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains as follows. And think of the scenario to yourself in your own lives where someone wronged you and someone harmed you. And the pain is building up. And you just pasha don't understand why that individual would do this to you. And you think to yourself, the only way to deal with this is to speak up and to say something to people, or to write that email, or send a text message, and that is the wrong answer. I'm going to pause for a second, and I'm going to say that each and every individual case has to be dealt with privately. I'm talking in general sense over here. A person should speak to a Rav if they have a specific case to deal with. What the Chavetz Chaim is telling us now, end of parentheses, what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, if we utilize this Midah Kedoshah of Bitochen, we're not going to violate the halachas of Shmir Saloshin and send an email or say Lashon Hara when we're not halachically permitted to. And what happens is the Yetzer Hara becomes very frum. And the Yetzer Hara tells you that you have to stand up as a mitzvah. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to stand up for your covered. And the Yetzer Hara couches this and persuades you that you're doing the right thing. The first question one has to ask himself, herself, is this halachically permissible? Is this called Lashon Hara? And if one doesn't know, the same way you pick up the phone and you want to find out, someone just asked me a couple days ago about a certain kasha symbol. I said, I've never seen that in my life. I told him, there's a certain number here, call this person. You ask questions about if the food can go into your mouth. We all want to make sure it's kosher food. We also have to ask questions to make sure the words that come out of our mouth are kosher as well. And when a person is a maimin, is a baiteach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's so bitter and so painful, she does not look to take revenge. This is what the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us over here, why bitochen is so important. He says further, v'yetzer mesisoy leilich l'farsamoy le'ishra b'liyaw. And the Yetzer Hara will convince the person to go defame this person publicly and send that email and send that text message and put it on the group chats. Rachmanu litzlan. A person has to be very, very careful never to send messages, text messages, WhatsApp messages, emails when they're upset. They say a person shouldn't drive a car when they're upset. Don't touch your computer. Don't touch your devices when you're upset. People will regret it afterwards. And then it's too late. It's been sent. And it's very challenging. It's very difficult. And the sign is very strong. However, says the Chofetz Chaim, when a person is able to think clearly, what Chazal told us, a Gemara, which I've enumerated, I've repeated numerous times on the Shurim here and other platforms. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Beis, on the top of the Amud, the first line, please look it up. Please look it up. And if you're a lady and you don't learn Gemara, I'm telling you, ask your husband. You can look it up also. Look at the words. She'ein adam negeya b'muchon l'chaveiroi afilu k'mloi nima. No one will take away anything from you that Hashem says is deserving for you to get. Even a hair's breadth. Even a needle's breadth. K'mloi nima. The tiniest little nothing. No one will take it away from you. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems it coming to you, it will go to you. And this is a Gemara which we have to live with 24 hours of the day, every single day of our lives. And this is what it means bitochen. Ulechol echod yinosein ma'ashenigzer lov in the Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give to each and every single person what he decrees upon you to get. Whether it's COVID, whether it's money, whatever it might be, the business, anything and everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the Kol Yochol. Ein Adam Nogeya B'Muchon L'Chaveiroi. No one can take anything away from you. If Hashem wants you to get it, you will get it. As Chazal tell us, K'moshomru chachmin zechim urvocha b'yuma mikan amar ben azay b'shimcha yikra'ucha b'mkoymcha yoshivun yishivucha u'mishalacha yitnu luch. Ben azay, the great Tana ben azay says, by your name they will call you, and in your place they will seat you, and from what is yours they will give you. Oz yiraf imeno yitzahara. These are the words Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Then the yitzahara will release his grip from you. He will release his grip from you when he sees he's fighting a baal bitochen. He's fighting someone who is a baal bitochen, who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv Hashem Lakol V'Rachamov Alkol Ma'asov, like we say in Ashrei three times a day. Hashem is good to all, and you are part of that all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, and is sending you a Nisoyin now. And Hashem says you can pass that Nisoyin. Don't press that send button. Don't pick up that phone. Calm down. Relax. Say Tehillim. Say Psukim HaBitochen. Learn Shmir Saloshin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward you so much, so beyond your imagination, whether you see it now or La'asid Lovoy, for one who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'avateach Ba'Hashem Chesed Yisoy V'Venu. Hatzlacha Rabbah.